Hi, Mr. Hamilton. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great. It's an honor to speak with you.
Well, great speaking to you, too. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. No problem. And just so our listeners know, the reason we're talking with the legendary figure skater, Scott Hamilton, he's going to be part of an Olympic ceremony on Monday for the July 4th Capitol 4th concert. It's going to be you and a couple other Olympians?
Yeah, it's the Capitol 4th, which is an amazing celebration of the 4th of July. This is the second time I've done it. I did it 8 years ago. And what's really ironic is 8 years ago, I brought my 4.5-year-old son to, you know, be there with me for the celebrations. And this year I'm bringing my 4.5-year-old son, my next one, to come and be a part of the celebration with me as well. I'm there to, you know, as part of the Olympic athlete tribute. You know, there's probably, you know, one of the greatest ways to represent, you know, the United States beyond the military is an Olympic athlete. And I'm there to introduce the Olympic athletes that will be there as part of this celebration. So I did it, again, 8 years ago, and it was really, really fun and one of the great memories with my other son, and now I'm going to be with my youngest son, and we're going to have a blast.
Now it's his turn, so big brother can't, you know, rub that in his face. Now
yeah.
That's his
that's true. Yeah.
That's awesome. What other Olympic athletes are going to be there? Do you know who's going to be there?
No, I haven't seen the list yet, but I'm really excited, you know, to see who made the trip to Washington. But, you know, to be a part of this is just a huge honor. I mean, you look at just the musical performances, you know, you got Smokey Robinson, Kenny Loggins, Gavin DeGraw, Cassidy Pope, Jackie Evancho, and they just added Christopher Jackson from Hamilton.
Wow.
So it's really a great night of entertainment and patriotism and you know, with the Capitol as the backdrop and the fireworks and everything else, it's about as good as it gets. I'm really excited to be a part of it again.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of us will never forget watching you in the, what was it, the 84 Olympics you won the gold?
Yeah, if you're old enough. Yeah.
But that was the year I was born, so I think I must have seen you after that.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I toured for 20 years as a professional, so
yeah.
I had a long career.
How did you master that backflip? That's the thing I always remember about you, is you backflipping on skates. To us mere mortals, that seems like an impossible feat. But I mean, how many years do you have to, you know, hammer at that before you can actually stick the landing?
Well, the one thing, I had great coaching throughout my career, and I learned that if you learn something with good technique, you learn it properly, it'll be your friend forever. And what I learned with backflip, you know, when I was learning it, I was professional for 1 year, and I decided that I wanted to learn a backflip, and I was going to do it right. So I worked with a gymnastics coach for months and months and months, on and off, just, you know, kind of getting the movement. And then once I got the movement down of, you know, the backflip, then I took that to the ice. And it's a very similar takeoff to flipping Lutz, you know. So, you know, the vaulting part of it was the easy part. It was the not rotating part that was the hard part, you know. So, it took me a year, honestly, to get the move down. And I remember the first one I did ever in a show was in Salt Lake City. And, man, it was probably the biggest one I've ever done. The adrenaline was just flowing.
This is going to probably be an impossible question to answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Is there a certain routine? I mean, I know winning the gold's probably, you'll never forget that, but was there a certain routine where you think you're like, that one's the best I ever did?
You know, there was a competition I did 10 years after my Olympics, and it was probably the best night of skating competitively I've ever put together.
What song were you skating to?
I did, one of them was, you know, kind of the long program, the technical program was an instrumental, and it was kind of big band, it was In the Mood.
Okay.
And I hit every single jump, like, about as clean as I can skate, and then the second song was Walk This Way by Aerosmith, and I always joke that I probably did Walk This Way. I'm probably the performer that did it the second most to Steven Tyler.
Was it the original, or was it with the one with Run DMC?
No, it was the original.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
The original. Yeah.
Nice.
So that was probably the, you know, that was one of those nights that came together so perfectly that I waited for the sun to come up because I didn't want the day to end.
That's awesome. Well, you're not going to be with Steven Tyler, but you will be with Kenny Loggins and the whole other Big Smokey. And I mean, man, it's going to be such a great lineup.
It's a great show. And the fireworks at the end is just, when you see it over the nation's capital like that, it just takes on a whole new meaning. You know, it's just spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, it's so exciting that you might even spontaneously do a backflip on stage. There you go.
There you go. All right. It's like, what's the number for 911?
There'll be plenty of people there to help you out, I'm sure. All right, awesome. Scott Hamilton, it's an honor, and thanks so much for joining us. We can't wait to see you out there on Monday.
Well, it'll be great. I'm really excited to be there. It'll be fun.
All right, cool. See you there. Thank you.